On August 22nd of 2021, community service patrol officers responding to a call about an intoxicated man found Nikki Taylor unresponsive on the deck of a home off of First Avenue Access. They called Bethel police, who say when they showed up, she wasn't breathing and she had a black windbreaker wrapped around her neck. And according to a police report, when they removed it, she had ligature marks on her neck, which are a common type of bruising when someone is strangled or hung. Medical personnel were able to revive Taylor and medevac her to Anchorage, but she was declared brain dead just 3 days later. The state medical examiner office later ruled Taylor's death a suicide. But Taylor's parents weren't satisfied with that explanation. Sophie Pinder, Taylor's mother, called the state examiner's office.
When I talked with the medical examiner, I told her that it's not suicide.
And when Bethel got a new police chief in 2022, Taylor's parents asked him to look at the case again.
You know, after talking to them and hearing them out, I told them I would look at the report again. I pulled the report up, took a look at it, and, you know, there were some concerns that it maybe not had been shown the attention that it needed.
That's former Bethel Police Chief Leonard Pete Hicks.
There were a lot of unanswered questions that should have been addressed. When you're dealing with any death investigation, the last thing you want is a report that generates more questions than answers. And that was kind of the case here. A lot of statements didn't make sense.
Alaska's suicide rate is twice the national average. But when it comes to the circumstances regarding Taylor's death, Hicks says things don't add up. So Hicks told officers to reopen Taylor's case.
Just speaking as an investigator, you know, from my own experience, after reading the report, listening to the interviews, looking at the evidence, I definitely think that there's more that occurred that day than just a simple suicide, and that we need to know the truth as to what happened that day for the sake of the victim and the sake of the family.
When Bethel police reopened the case, the investigator eventually found more than a dozen points of contention, essentially red flags with the initial investigation. Many of the investigators' questions revolve around a man named Walter Williams, who has a history of assault convictions. Hicks says this isn't the first time Williams was involved in a domestic incident.
You had a suspect or boyfriend that had a history of domestic violence. So there were things that needed to be addressed. There was follow-up that should have been done that hadn't been done.
When community service patrol officers arrived at the home where Taylor was found on the night of the incident, they told Bethel police that Williams was kneeling over her body. Those community service officers say Williams yelled at them and then fled the scene. But he was caught by Bethel police moments later and handcuffed. According to a police report, Williams, who was engaged to Taylor, said she tried to hang herself. But the investigator got a search warrant for Taylor's medical records that do not show a history of suicidal ideation. In fact, a note from Taylor's doctor cast doubt on her alleged suicide as well. The doctor wrote, quote, "I do not think Ms. Taylor's injuries are consistent with hanging by a windbreaker. I am highly concerned for non-accidental trauma and possible homicide, especially since she had been assaulted within 48 hours prior to these injuries," end quote. But despite the red flags, the reinvestigation of the case stalled in March when the police department asked the state medical examiner office to reopen the case for a review. And there's been a lot of turnover at the police department, and the case has essentially gone nowhere for 7 months. Now, the police chief who pushed for the case to be reopened has stepped down too. Taylor's father used to be in law enforcement, and when he talks about this investigation, his frustration is palpable.
These investigating officers, there's how many of them? Three of them quit, two of them quit. And this last one right now, I told our investigator, the only time I'll shake your hand is when this thing is done in the court. Then I will shake your hands, you know. It's pretty hard to tell you the truth to talk to you right now.
Pinder, Taylor's mom, is demanding answers.
What are they hiding? What's going on? What are they hiding? Or is it just discrimination?
The fact that the investigation into Taylor's death is almost 2.5 years in doesn't sit well with her mother.
How would you feel if you have a child, or if this was your sister? How would you feel? What would you do?
Williams has not been charged with murdering Taylor or anything else connected to the investigation. But he is being held at Goose Creek for violating a protective order another woman has against him. The state medical examiner's office would not comment on the case, but Taylor's parents say her death is still officially categorized as a suicide. In Bethel, I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello.